I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
What's going on?
Chilling, man.
Oh, we're going?
If you want. Are we going? This can be sound
check.
Let's
go, dude.
Let's fucking roll.
Let's ride.
Dude, you are the fucking man. You rode. How long did you... What? How much time did you spend driving?
I woke up in North Carolina this morning, bro.
Did you really?
The whole way, got here, sat down, rip the cast.
I was surprised.
That's how we do it.
That was a call. I was surprised. When you called me today, you're like, I don't know, we'll see how we feel. I was like, oh, maybe he'll call me around 4. I was like, there's no fucking way
I want
to do a podcast.
I'm ready.
The fact that you wanted to rip it, I was like, okay.
I'm charged up, bro.
I'm actually weirdly amped right
now. I'm all right.
Really?
We'll see how I feel.
I'm amped, bro.
What are you amped about?
I've just been getting so much shit done.
Nice.
I bugged on productivity the last, 2 weeks.
You should have seen yesterday.
What'd you do?
So we got fucked. Me, O'Connor, and Beezer were down in North Carolina.
You're not talking about productivity, right?
Stand-up. We got fucked up Saturday night. So then yesterday on the drive back, we literally got out of Raleigh 1 hour. And we were like, I can't do this.
You guys parked the Rolls.
We just stopped the fucking car and just went, got a hotel.
Were you in the Rolls?
No, we took O'Connor's BMW SUV that his aunt from Connecticut gave him.
Stop.
Yeah, his aunt. I was like, where'd you get this thing? He's like, my aunt gave it to me.
He says aunt.
That's
hilarious. That's a come up for the team, dude.
Yeah, big fucking BMW SUV.
For the squad?
From the rich aunt.
That's what's up.
From O'Contact's aunt.
What year are you talking?
Probably like a 12, 13.
That's what's up. That's swag.
Yeah.
That's a piece of junk to Connecticut elite.
I mean, if you live in Greenwich Village and you're from, you know, sure. O'Connor, he's used to fucking yachts, you know. Also, the speakers are broken.
So there's no music.
We had
there?
A Bose, Beats Pill.
Why doesn't he
sit on the dash?
Why doesn't he spring and get the speakers fixed?
I don't know. O'Contact's got a lot going on.
True. He's telling me he left a donut on his toilet for pizza crust on his toilet for 6 months.
He needs his aunt. He should call his aunt.
Let me pimp his ride.
You should.
I'll take it to Pep Boys and pimp his ride.
Pimp it out.
That'd be awesome.
It's a nice car.
It's a luxury. Yeah.
But yeah, we couldn't. We drove maybe an hour.
Who was at the wheel?
I was. And it was just
you
like,
pushed
bro.
Brake, bro.
Yeah, I was pushing the rig.
How'd you feel in the big body fucking BMW?
It was heavy. It was a heavy fucking car.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty sad.
You guys drove an hour and they said fuck.
Drove an hour and we're like, we can't. There's no way I'm driving to Philly.
Oh, so you guys were done Saturday?
We were done. We didn't have a show yesterday. We just got a hotel.
What'd you guys do in the hotel?
Watch the Eagles game.
Just
we had a nice sleepover.
Just nursed hangovers?
Yes.
Where'd you make it to? What city?
It's called Roanoke Rapids in North Carolina. We didn't even leave North Carolina, dude. And
dude, that's so funny.
We went to Cracker Barrel as a family. We had a nice dinner at Cracker Barrel. I got some country fried steak. Come on now.
You guys beat a hangover.
And then just we all went back to the room and farted for 8 hours.
Oh, dude, the room
fucking stunk, dude. And then there was three of us. So we got twin beds and then put a cot in between the twin beds. And Beezer slept in the middle. And he fucking snored all night. The hardest snores possible. It was crazy. I had to put headphones in.
I'm surprised they rented you guys a hotel room.
They tried not to.
It's the three of you guys?
Yeah, they tried not to.
What'd they say?
And we had camera equipment. So they were like, what are you three? What is going on? That little twink is about to get leveled. We do look like a porn. Beezer looks like a porn director.
Beezer technically is involved in the porn industry.
True, he was. But the farts after the Cracker Barrel with the hangover, the farts in there were crazy.
Mm.
I left. I actually went down to the lobby to get the boys some sweet treats because we were watching an awesome documentary on Netflix.
What you guys watching on?
We put O'Connor's laptop on a chair and watched Netflix.
God.
The three
damn.
Of us all just laying on our beds. Dude, fucking funny. So Beezer was laying on a mattress, not the cot. He took the mattress off and just laid it in between the beds. And so I would just reach over the bed and fuck with him and tickle him and shit. He's like, stop, just cut it out. But one time I scared him. He wasn't looking. He was like, look at you. You know, he's playing games on his cell phone.
He's playing Candy Crush and shit.
I saw his belly sticking out. So I fucking grabbed his belly. He goes, oh. And he farted so fucking loud. I scared him a fart out of him.
Oh, my God.
It's really the highlight of the trip.
Dude, Beezer getting zero. Beezer be like, enough.
And then I just kept telling O'Connor that he can never accept responsibility. Like, something would happen, he'd be like, this person's an idiot. I'd be like, dude, you are an idiot. You're the problem. It was a fun trip.
That sounds like fun. It's the mutual decision of, like, the first person being like, you want to stop driving? And like, yeah, I could definitely.
All three of us were like, let's. Well, the plan originally was to get to drive like 2 or 3 hours and then watch the Eagles game somewhere.
Okay.
Like, go stop at like a bar or something. But then it just became, we could just get a hotel room and watch it. Perfect.
Yeah.
All of us in complete agreement.
It was a total like 100%.
No one disagreed. It's like, I have nothing to do today. Let's sleep.
Let's sleep and relax.
It was nice.
Did you watch your birds?
Watch the birds.
Big victory.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, they're just playing. That's the first, you know.
Yeah.
My cousin Frankie was like working at my house. He came to build like a little breakfast bench.
So he gave you some quotes?
Yeah, basically.
Some birds quotes?
Well, he was just kind of like, dude, they're battling for who loses first in the playoffs. He's like, who gives a fuck?
Maybe.
So, I mean, I have faith in my birds. I'm diehard.
I have faith in my birds.
I almost kicked him out and said, dude, I don't want you to even finish this breakfast bench. That's the attitude you're bringing towards my birds around here.
Why would he say anything like that about the birds?
Because he was working. His friends were giving him shit. Like, oh, what are you working again? Like, you don't ever watch football. Blah, blah, blah. Which I was like, your friends are right.
True.
You fucking bitch.
My friends made fun of me for not watching Notre Dame anymore.
Really?
Every time they have a night game, I have a show. My friend was like, you're not even a fucking fan. He was like spazzing on me because I was making fun of me. Oh, the pest.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Someone was just telling me they pested someone real hard lately.
Really?
Someone's just telling me, like, yo, I listened to that cast and I pested someone
pesting
as hard as I could.
Pesting. I pested O'Connor. I pested O'Connor pretty good this whole trip, and he didn't break once.
Really?
Normally he breaks, and it's
how's that
the
feel for
funniest
you?
Funniest thing in the world.
If you're pesting and you're not getting the reaction, that kind of sucks.
I eased up a little. I didn't pest as hard as usual, because there were some rough hangovers.
True.
You know?
That's the best. That's like when you eat a certain food for like mosquitoes, dude. That's like the perfect pest
true,
environment.
True. Yeah, and I've pested him enough that he's spazzed a couple times.
So you've gotten the goods.
I've gotten him to freak. One time.
What's it like?
Did I tell this?
I don't think so.
We were both in a hotel room.
I mean, you did give him the nickname the turd semi-nationally.
True. People in North Carolina. Yo, we were walking. Shout out to these two different dudes. While we were walking from the hotel to the show, a fan walked by and just goes, turd. And then right when we were walking to the door, this guy goes, turd. Like, somehow they knew to like whisper it at us.
That's perfect, dude.
Yeah, please do that if you see Chris. Just whisper it. Don't even acknowledge him. Just go, turd. It's so funny. No, this is a good story. This is an ultimate pest.
Yeah.
So me and him were on the road, and we shared a room. So we had two beds. O'Connor uses Tinder from the hotel we're staying at.
He's trying to get pussy.
Meets up with a group of girls. He's working. He's been working this whole time on this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they like start to do stuff. And I was like, what's going on over there? He fucking spazzed, dude.
What
he was like, you're a piece of shit, dude. Like, just lost his shit. Everybody, the girls, everybody was very upset at him.
What?
He was like, his whole family's like this. All they do is fucking, they don't know how to look. Like, it's crazy.
Did he go back to like,
he did not,
rubbing his hard boner?
He did
on
not
someone?
Get anything.
You stopped him from getting it.
Yes.
That's a monumental pest, dude.
It was ultimate pest, especially because I got
this?
A nut.
When was this?
Woo! A while ago. No dates. Come on. What are you doing here?
I thought you were saying this was this weekend. I was like, what the
fuck?
No.
This is over.
Way back when you guys started. Yeah, I hear. When you guys started.
Over a year ago.
10 years ago.
By the way.
I heard you.
But yeah, he normally spazzes. He didn't spazz once this trip.
Dude, having him denounce your whole family, like having sexually...
Screaming in front of these girls.
Sexually frustrated O'Connor. Oh. Oh my God.
And then, fuck, he was like, this is how his whole family is. They're all fucking assholes. And I was just like, whoa, dude. All because I was like, what's going on over there? That's all
hilarious,
it took.
Yeah.
And he just spazzed.
Easy to play off.
Yeah.
It's also kind of erotic, too, to be like...
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
nothing's
don't worry about
going
it.
On over here.
Yeah, or just let out a simple groan. Just like...
Dude, pushing Beezer's stomach, scaring him and him farting. He was like, oh, perk. Amazing. It carried me through the trip.
That'll definitely get you home. You guys probably drove home on that.
Yeah, we laughed the whole way.
You guys probably right away got in the car like we did it.
Yes.
We're ready to roll.
Great weekend. Again, most of the stories this weekend tend to be about farts or scaring. that was kind of the entire weekend.
It was funny and scary.
During Star Wars, I went to take a piss, and while I was washing my hands and I was walking past the urinals, and this dude, younger dude, standing there, farted at the urinal, like right when I was behind him, loud enough that I jumped.
Yeah. He scared you.
He scared me with the fart. And then when I, you know, came to my wits, I just started dying laughing.
Oh, fuck.
And he didn't laugh.
I couldn't believe it.
We talked about it last week, about me and Bison laughing at a urinal fart after a movie.
It happened again.
Then at this movie, this guy farted. I jumped. And then I started laughing, and he was not happy. And he was young.
Dude, if I farted...
And somebody behind me started laughing, I'd be so happy.
I would melt, dude. I would be laughing so fucking hard. If someone turned around and was like, bah, I would be like, we have to hang out, dude.
Dude. Oh, I dumped out. Dumped out at a gas station today. And,
dude.
What?
It's road life, bro. I was on the road for eight hours. That's a fucking Waffle House kicking around in my gut. Brave dumps, dude. You dump in places I'm like literally afraid to take a dump in.
This is a rough one, especially it was a one... There was tons of traffic.
Cold cement walls and shit.
And it was a single bathroom at like a truck stop.
Exactly, yeah. I know.
So when I got in, there was no one in line.
Of course.
Took a dump. When I opened the door, O'Connor was in the front, but there was like three or four truck drivers behind him. And O'Connor said they were furious the whole time I was in there shitting. They were like... All of them had to piss. They were all like...
Yeah, truck drivers have to shit and piss as bad as a human being can possibly have to shit and piss.
Yeah. So I was in there just... Because no one tried to open the door. It was locked.
That's kind of polite.
Yeah, but that's how I would know someone was in line.
O'Connor was your fucking...
O'Connor said
guard.
He knew I was in there, so he didn't try to open the door.
Of course.
So I didn't think anyone was out there. And I was just...
So you were taking your time.
I was just checking my... Yeah.
Fuck.
Just checking Reddit.
How long do you think you were dumping for?
10?
That's a long gas station dump.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was
usually
long enough
a quick
that there
dumper.
Were, it was long enough that there were three or four dudes that were upset.
I'm surprised O'Connor didn't let the truckers go in front of him. I would have been like, thank you for your service, guys.
True.
I'm like, this nation would shut down without you guys in roughly 3 days.
True. Oh, I was looking at Reddit. I was looking at the Fighter and the Kids Reddit.
Dude.
Fucking hilarious.
Tough stuff.
But
bro, while
I was looking at it, they had a post about us.
For real?
For shit, yeah, dude. Shout out to Homeless Cats. And
Hell yeah, dude.
They're fucking hilarious. It is very funny.
The dynamic's
like,
insane.
Looking down through the comments, and one of them just said, hi, Shane. I was just like, oh, fuck. That's hilarious. It made me laugh.
Being like, I know you're going to read
this. He's
going
to read this, yeah.
Fuck,
it was
dude.
Really funny.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn, that's what's up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
That could be our fan base, dude.
Let's poach them.
You want to poach them?
I mean, I would, if, yeah, yeah. We
Hell
should.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that whole subreddit is dedicated to just hating on that podcast. And I know
I looked into it more.
You think they're razzing them?
There's definitely some real hate.
Yeah.
But there's also definitely like, this is funny.
Just razzing the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily all bitter
true,
hatred.
True. Yeah.
But it's pretty much dedicated towards being fucking...
They don't post, like, funny clips. They post just, like, him fucking up.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about last week. How it's funny now that that's a whole thing in and of itself. Like, we're going to meet every day and just completely fucking try to tear this dude down. And, you know, and of course, they're razzing him. But it's still, like, dude... I'm looking at that being like, I would like to think I'd be able to take that day in and day out, but I would bend to the mob. I'd be like, fucking, I'll do whatever you... Stop making fun of me.
Yes. I would bend to that
14,
mob,
14,000 people. There's four... There was,
they're homeless cats, dude.
It's an entire city dedicated...
They're called homeless cats,
I know, because they made fun of... Yeah,
beast, dude. I'm all in on
I watched that whole incel documentary about fucking...
The guy that made that a documentary about...
Yeah, so I know exactly what's going on in that subreddit. So I watched that documentary, and then I went to the subreddit, and I'm like, whoa, dude, there's like a whole space where you can just act this shit.
There's a whole subculture of these people.
There's like a small fucking city worth...
14,000, yeah.
A small city's worth of people, like a rural town's worth of people who are dedicated towards like watching your every move. And like, idiot,
like
idiot, pussy,
moron.
Pussy, bitch. But the sin they're punishing him for is taking that like kind of elitist attitude towards his fan base. He was kind of like, you guys are fucking losers. I'm fucking killing it. They were like, dude, we'll hive mind make fun of you. It's like, dude, I would instantly cave.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I'll quit. You guys just fuck. I'm done.
Yeah,
I mean,
tough.
I would keep ripping, but
well,
fuck, man.
I've said it before, and every comic has said it. It's like, nah, I try not to check, dude.
I'm fucking. I read all the time,
checking nonstop. And it's funny because I'll hear other like New York comics that like Soder will be like, yeah, you got to get off that shit, and then the day I'll notice it, like a day a negative comment comes out about him, he'll know.
Oh, that's
I'll
so
be like,
funny.
You check every day.
Like, I check Reddit. I don't check Reddit the same amount that I don't jerk off. I can maybe go 3 days and be like, yeah, I'm pretty much over that.
Dude.
And then I'll get the urge. I'm like, well, let's just see what's going on.
I caught a beat in the hotel room that was so fucking funny. So, yeah, we were together Thursday, Friday, Saturday, course, yeah. Sunday. That's 4 days, no beats.
Yeah, someone's beating. That's what's up.
Yeah, sick.
That's
and,
a shout out.
But, sick. And then when you're hungover, you got to get a nut off.
God, you got
a
screamer in you, dude.
So I had a hungover nut yesterday, just lurking in my belly.
You have a headache?
No, okay. I wasn't that. Yeah, I was very hungover. It wasn't really a headache as much as just I get fucking
wah wah,
just
like the
thick fucking water brain.
You get like the Jeff Bezos head in South Park.
My face is already swollen, but when I'm really hungover, I look ridiculous. No, I look pretty shitty. Right?
I look like shit. When I'm hungover, I look like I want to fucking die.
Yeah, but I had a howler in me, just a nut.
O'Connor
probably had
a hard nut in him.
O'Connor probably had a nut in there. I'm sure he got some off. He'll just get him off. But
true.
I went so to give you some context, and that's perfect. Beezer opened the show in Raleigh, and we were listening to the audio of it because we recorded the sets and. His intro, he's like, hey, everyone, how's everyone doing? It's good to be here in Raleigh. I don't know. He clears his throat twice.
Into a microphone.
Hilarious.
Yeah, dude. That's the fact that you fucking let out a Beezer grunt when you came.
Beezer grunt when I nutted was hilarious.
That's a mandate, dude.
Yeah.
That's a strict mandate. No,
that's how hard it is. Yeah.
Do you ever fart when you come?
Yes.
That's pretty tight.
I think that comes with age. Yeah. I never had that when I was younger, but now every once in a while I'll have to fart when I come. And it's so fucking funny, dude. Sometimes I'll do it, and how funny is that?
It's the most unbelievable, because it's not like technically an end of the date fart, but it's like you're holding it in. I've done it a couple times. I farted while getting head one time. That was tough.
No. Yeah, kinda like, they are not happy about that.
Dude, if a girl was like, I'm coming, I'd be like, yeah, baby, get that out. I'd get into that. The fact that like you were so relaxed that you farted, I'd count. That's kind of like squirt territory. I've actually counted that. I've dated a quote unquote squirter, and she just farted the entire time. I dated a squirter before, so we do. Yeah, when they fart and stuff.
Who am I?
Sex.
Yeah, she would fart when I went down on her. Damn. So a girl was giving you a head, and you let out a boop. Like, because they are light.
I was crumbing, and it was like a machine gun, like like a quick. Like a rapid burst, and it was like.
Were you screaming? Because I know you're an audible.
Because I'm like, oh my, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Yeah, so I like apologize while I'm coming.
So you were making noise out of your mouth. You were coming and farting. All your orifices.
That's what I'm saying.
Excreting it.
I might have hit the seventh.
You're like
dimension.
Dr. Manhattan.
That seventh. That might have been when I became a sixth dimensional entity.
True.
When I farted while I came.
Moan.
Yeah, dude.
Fart and come at the same time.
I'm a moan fart come complex, dude.
Wow.
Damn.
Real MFC here, dude.
For sure, bro. So you're saying Sodi's claims no Reddit?
Well,
it's almost like NoFap.
Something that, like, yeah, and I've claimed it too. We've all claimed it. We've been like, man, you gotta.
I'm off. Yeah, I'm
you
off.
Gotta
it.
Delete that. Like, even when I was going through the whole SNL thing, which I did for like a week, delete everything.
Sure.
I would still, you know, occasionally go to the website on my phone, but I had the apps
That's
off.
So funny.
And which that was a tough one. That was, you know, that was an easy one to stay away from.
Ooh, yeah.
The Reddit was a refuge.
True.
Except for every once in a while, people be like, he's a pussy for not fighting. It's like, dude.
True. But
more do you want?
For the most part, people were, I would say during that was when I was like, damn, these dudes fucking rule.
It would be insane for me to be like, fuck you, fucked it. It's like, you don't know everything that's going on.
Yeah. I mean,
chill.
It's also, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
There was something, like I said, I do think without the risk of being like, fuck it. There's something to be said about, like, some things you just let go of, being like, all right, bro, like,
yeah,
like, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to get all elitist on you, but it's like, you're like, what the fuck would you do?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really fuck with armchair quarterbacking.
True, I do, but not when it's me that's the quarterback.
Oh, exactly.
When I'm on the other end of it, I'm like, why are you guys doing that?
Yeah, I do it all the time. When people hit me with something, I can, if you sit and think, dude, someone attacked me on the fucking Patreon.
What?
Well, I just did like a psychology talk with the one dude, and some dude was just like, what the fuck? Give me my $5 back. And it's like, dude, take your $5.
Oh, really?
In that moment, I was like bullshitting with this dude.
Yeah.
Pretty tight, actually. Fuck!
I was making myself laugh thinking about Santa's coal mine.
What coal mine?
Yeah, it gives out coal to everybody.
True.
You must have everybody always shows the toy shop elves. Must be a pretty rough other end of that.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the other day about like just a kid getting coal. Like there had to have been kids out there.
My dad got
like,
coal.
Just one lump
he
of coal.
He told me there was several years where he got just a lump of coal.
Oh, dude.
Young what's Phil. That, what's tiny
that,
Phil.
What's that do to a person?
That just lets you know your parents are poor.
True, but I mean like what the fuck?
If you're a poor parent, you can just be like, listen, this is your fault. You're a piece of shit.
Fuck.
Santa doesn't like you. Fuck.
Was he being bad?
Yeah, Phil was he's a bad boy.
And he got a lump of coal.
He got a lump of coal, dude. He did. I'm certain he got a lump of coal one year.
I mean, imagine how hard you believed in Santa when you were little.
Oh,
and it comes out
like,
that,
man, he thinks I suck.
The Christmas excitement. Like I remember like waking up Christmas Eve and being like, I couldn't even fucking sleep the night before.
So fucking
finally
fun,
waking
dude.
Up and
Fuck.
Being like, yes, yes, and running downstairs. And seeing a fucking lump. You must have fucking screamed. You must have fucking
no,
cried.
You couldn't scream, dude. You get your ass whooped.
I mean, dude, something inside of him died.
For sure.
I mean, the third lump of coal is
I mean,
probably
that's
like,
where you punch a dog in the head when you're 15. That's where you punch Riggins on the top of his head.
I mean, dude, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't like vacuum sealed Riggins' head yet.
True. Yeah.
God
I mean,
damn.
Lump of coal for a kid is dead. But again, it was like the early 60s. Like, I mean, I think he was living on a creek in central PA.
Yeah.
In the 1960s. Like, it's not like he was like.
I mean, and they didn't have like lump support groups back then for kids.
No,
you
got a
lumps.
Lump of coal and you showed up to school and kids were like, what'd you get? And he's like, fucking coal.
Fuck
man.
You, dude.
Santa just told me to go fuck myself.
I mean, I had to been with all the religious stuff tied to that. That had to been pretty synonymous with like going to hell.
Phil, my dad had a rough Santa Claus journey. Now that I think about it, because the other story that's like my favorite story, I think I've told it on here, was his dad died. My dad's dad died when he was young.
Okay.
And then that year for Christmas, his older brother, I think it was his older brother dressed up like Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
To like, because Phil and his younger brother and his sisters are young.
Okay.
And the brother's like 7 or 8 years older. So he was like, going to surprise them and like pretend to be Santa Claus. You know, it was a rough time.
What did he do when when the real Santa Claus showed up?
True. Straight up Santifa. But he got drunk and fell off the roof.
Fuck.
So all the little kids were like excited for Santa. And then Santa was just drunk and fell, and they're like, oh my god, Santa! It just came out as him, and he was all shit faced.
And then a year later, that Santa gave him a lump of coal.
Yeah, man.
So it must have been like, what the fuck
is going
on?
Santa's a dickhead, dude.
Well, apparently,
that was also one of the lies. I remember lying and saying I saw Santa.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not a lie, bro.
I remember.
You just believed.
No, no, no. I remember saying I saw his sled.
To who?
To, like, my aunt, who knew I was lying.
How old were you?
I was young, obviously. Okay. But I still even then knew she knew I was lying.
Fuck.
Just the way her path of questions.
Oh, that's fucked
like,
up.
Like, she was just fucking with me, like, oh, yeah? Like, shit like that. I was like, yeah. Like, I remember being like, yeah, what the fuck is your problem? I vividly remember that lie.
That's so funny. And she was just like, really now?
Yeah.
Did you claim to hear bells?
Dude, one time, I got a great Christmas story. Now we're in the holiday spirit.
Hell yeah.
The local news said there was too much fog, and you had to ring a bell so Santa could find your house. It fucked me up, dude. I was spazzing.
Were you ringing a bell?
I broke a bell.
Did you really?
I broke the bell ringing it.
I was like, come on, Santa.
Yeah, man.
He found your house?
He found my house. Santa was always good. He was good to me.
Dude, I was like...
Actually, it was okay. Fucking...
What did he get you?
I always got average.
Yeah.
And then my, you know, you'd see other kids with their fucking ball and shit.
Crazy shit.
I get nothing. I got a PlayStation 2 once.
That's
like
good.
Eighth grade.
That's
that was
Santa,
sick.
That's Santa coming through.
That was, and I, yeah, that was big for Santa.
I the best thing I ever got on Christmas was that remote control car that could flip over and still drive.
Fuck.
Remember that thing?
Yes.
Dude, I got that one year and was just like, fuck my, I was to the fucking
Yo,
mood.
Did you guys have to go to church after you opened gifts?
Yeah, it fucking
Whoa,
sucked.
Whoa, how
dude.
Much does that suck?
Fuck.
You get all these sick toys and then you immediately have to go to church for an hour.
Yeah, dude, it fuck. And then the parking lot's
and
packed.
Just let me go home and play with this fucking toy.
We used to, sometimes we go to midnight mass. That was fucking dank. You get, well, we, that was
That's
when we
exciting.
Got we got older. We go to midnight mass, yeah. Come home, everyone gets a trade one present. We do like a family Pollyanna.
Yeah.
Midnight mass, come home around 1 o'clock, eat some sweet treats. Some people drink a little coffee, and it's like, here's all the presents for the, you know, the siblings. Then you wake up and Santa comes.
And Santa has come.
That's it. It's the best. Watching a little kid who genuinely thinks Santa.
I'm going to get to see.
Still believes.
I'm going to get to see the kids enjoy it this year.
Dude, it's the best. It's the fucking.
I'm going to cry, I think.
Dude, I can't buy Hallmark cards anymore without crying.
Fuck, man. I'm excited.
I'm fucking stoked.
I got Christmas spirit.
Usually
now.
Christmas, I have a tradition where I get stoned and I drive around and look at all the Christmas. I go to like a nice neighborhood and look at all the Christmas lights.
Oh, we do this thing in my neighborhood.
Awesome.
Luminaries, they call it. They just put bags of sand with a candle.
That's pretty
on the
tight.
Curbs, on all the curbs.
That's sick.
Like lining the streets. It looks fucking nice.
That's awesome.
And then you can always see the Jew house. Doesn't have, no. I mean, they participate.
Do they?
They do. Everybody loves it.
They don't, but they put the
they
fucking.
They still have candles. They enjoy it.
You see the Jew house.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, the Christmas spirit is.
Do they, how many candles do they have outside their driveway?
7, 8.
Yeah. No, I thought it was 12, so I don't know. Fucking no.
I don't know. Either.
It's probably 8 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the, more than 8.
Is it?
Eight crazy nights. Wait.
12 nights of Christmas. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so Christian. I thought it was 12. My bad.
Sorry. I'm so Christian. I don't respect Jesus.
No, I'm just saying I don't know them.
Yeah, dude. That was coming downstairs, man. Christmas Day. Get down early. You ever get down early before everyone?
For sure.
I did that. Yeah. A little sneaky move. Tear open a fucking corner.
Peek. Oh,
run back
dude,
up.
Dude, that's fucking. You're like, I know what everyone has.
Yes.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
I'm still geeking on. So what happens with Hanukkah? Is it just kind of like, you get a gift every day for 8 days, right?
Yeah, and I think that they've seen enough Christmas that they want a piece.
Oh,
and I think they Christmas
four.
Out. I
that
think
would,
they
that
Christmas
would piss
out.
Me the fuck off.
I think Jews that are like a little older now really got fucked.
For sure.
They got like shitty Hanukkah.
Do you
now the young Go Jews ahead. That are growing up now,
gotcha.
Or like our age or younger, have they've got a very Americanized Hanukkah.
How many young Jewish kids do you think have gotten stiffed on Christmas and resorted unknowingly to a slur in the context of like calling their mom and dad a Jew? You fucking Jew, I hate Christmas.
I wish we were fucking Jewish. You slap your yarmulke down and run up the steps. Definitely.
Dude, that must be so hard to watch everyone
come out with their new bikes and fucking toys and shit. You're just like, fuck, I hate being Jewish. Don't worry, young Jew. Someday you'll own all of their bikes. Someday all those dumb Christians, you will own.
Is that what city bike's about? Did you ever see like the blue rental bike?
Could be. Some, that could be a Jew that got stiffed on fucking Hanukkah.
Just scheming, dude.
For decades. Just like, I'm going to fucking own all the bikes.
I'm going to start a bike empire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
We got to look into the toy industry and see if any the Jays are behind it.
The toy industry?
I bet they are.
You think the Jays invented
Christmas?
I think
Christmas, the Jays control the toy industry.
I mean, dude, let them. That Christmas joy is so. I'm still laughing about it. I mean, it has to be a conversation in Jewish households were like, what the fuck? This fucking sucks.
Yeah. But in their defense, they do get several days before Christmas. You know what I mean?
True.
So there's a few days of like, check this out. Coming into school with a new toy.
I mean,
being like, damn, what the hell, where are you getting that?
Yeah, but it's
what's going on with that?
True.
But then the payoff is everybody comes back from Christmas and it's like, whoo,
gear. I mean, the gear.
Loaded.
Yeah, and you come back and your gear's just right for
that's
like.
That's all I had every year. That's all my Christmas clothes gear. Was Christmas clothes. My mom dictated my clothing for years.
Yeah, I remember I caught a pair of bullheads one year, dude. wide, like JNCO leg length flare, dude, and just went into dress really? Down day. I couldn't.
You had JNCO jeans?
I had bullheads.
What are they?
So they were like, they were of the wider leg variety, but not as wide as JNCO's.
You had wide jeans?
I was a skater, bro.
Fuck.
I was a skater, surfer, snowboarder from San Diego, bro. Of course I fucking.
True. That's how you got surfers out of those JNCO's you were wearing.
Bullheads, bro.
Bullheads got in your system.
I got
system.
Them from PacSun. They were khakis that had a white stripe, and they were so fucking wide, dude. They're almost as wide. My mom wouldn't let me get JNCO's because they were $50.
JNCO's are wild.
She was like, if you want, I'm not paying. Remember they had like the little cartoon character on the back pocket? Dude, anyone who had JNCO's at CN Skate Palace was a fucking man.
Fuck.
I just wanted to fucking
Thank
listen.
God I played sports then.
I played sports a little bit. Skateboard. I played extreme sports, dude. Yeah. Fucking let me get up to the camera and stick my tongue out, dude. Dude, I fucking
No showboating.
I remember
showboating on my end, bro.
I'm all showboat. I'm all hot dog. I said hot dogging in school the other day, and someone was like, what the fuck's hot dogging? And I explained it to him. He started cracking up. He's like, that's the funniest fucking thing I've ever
heard. Hey, you're hot dogging.
I'm like, you ever heard of hot dogging, bro? He's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I explained it to him. He's like, that's fucking hilarious. Bullheads.
Christmas is hot dogging. Hanukkah is just good.
True.
Run the football, hand the ball to the ref. Christmas is big time hot dog.
Yeah, that's like being down by 10, still dancing after you get a sack. So, I don't understand. What the fuck are you celebrating? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know that when landscapers plow and shovel, they're fucked up.
Yeah.
When I was an eighth grader, they used to scoop me and my cousins up.
I hated that, dude. I had to go fucking like shovel and salt a neighborhood once.
Yeah, dude.
Ugh.
Did they get you drunk?
No. There were people drinking, but I was just...
Yeah, dude.
This was after Spain. I came back. I was like...
Yeah, dude,
I'm not a working man.
That's a tough van.
I am not a working man.
I loved it, dude, because it was like they would wait...
I like salting.
Salting destroys your fucking gloves,
I
dude.
Like salting.
Nah, give me the shove. I would take a shovel.
We have a good team.
Dude, we put MGDs in the snow. We'd be smoking hash, getting fucked up. I would stay up all night, and then we would just... This dude would bring us back to his house... And he would get us pizza or whatever, like, we woke up, he would get us, like, whatever for food. And we would just, like, sleep in, like, our soggy little snow clothes. And then we'd have to go back out that next morning. I was like, dude, it felt like I was in the army. I'm like, this fucking rules.
Yeah.
Then I get an envelope of, like, $300 and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, because this guy was using us. And, I mean, we were getting paid decently, but, like, dude, this guy was probably getting, I mean, looking back on it, I was probably getting,
like shovel and
$14
salt a neighborhood.
Especially when snow hits a certain part, like a certain height, it becomes like, I think it's like emergency levels. And dude, the money the cost to plow it is so fucking much.
Yeah.
And dude, we're like 18, 19 year old bulls, dude, just out there just all night just ripping, just stoked on $14 an hour.
Fun times.
The best.
While it's snowing, that's nice. Out there, dude. Drinking.
I told you the one time when Ajax was the boss, right?
No.
I never told you about this?
No.
Dude, so we were like, you know, I hadn't shoveled. I was out of the shoveling game for a while. Every now and again.
You may remember Ajax from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
It's a guy who shot a goose.
Shot a goose with a bow and arrow.
Strangled it.
Threw a baseball bat at my head. The
you poured water on him.
Yeah, he was going to a job interview.
Tell it again, dude. Tell it again. This is Old Testament.
So he was going to my cousin Ajax was going to a job interview at Wawa. He fucking was wearing like his best tucked in Metallica T-shirt, and he's all ready to go. We're like, Jax, come here. He's like, what? He got a bucket of water and threw it on him. Fuck. That's what he
and
threw.
Then he went to the interview drenched in a Metallica T-shirt.
I think he might have changed his He might have changed to like a fucking Megadeth, but he probably dude. Had an alternate. But he fucking picked up a metal bat and just wung it at us. Dude, I remember hitting the deck and this thing whizzed over us being like,
damn.
Reaction time. I was like, that's what's up. dude, but fucking...
Ajax was leading the plow?
Dude, so we used to, like, my brother, or, like, I guess it would be, like, my cousin-in-law or whatever, like, my cousin's husband, he was tapping us to, like, we were the soldiers that would come shovel, then, like, I was out of the game for a while, and then I did it a couple times for Philadelphia management, and then, like, Ajax secured the fucking bag, dude. He got the contract by this guy's name. The guy's name who was, like, like subbing out to Ajax was called, like, I think, like, Van Helsing or something. Like a weird-ass last name. And he'd be like, guys, Mr. Van Helsing said, he would round us all up. And we would do, like, a shopping center in, like, Fallcroft. It was, like, we're just, like, in the outskirts of Ridley. And it was just this like dumb fucking shopping center, and there was like one bar with saloon doors that like we would all just hide and like take dumps in. So we would, everyone bullshit it. No one did anything. And we were like, everyone would hide. Nobody did any work.
Oh, that would have been so fun, dude. Ajax, hiding from him.
Ajax would come like, what the hell are you guys doing? Come on, he would like yell at us, like, all right, sorry, dude, what the fuck? You're such a fucking slave driver, dude. Take it easy. Like, dude. No one did anything. Everyone bullshit.
Ajax lose the Van Helsing contract.
So we were sitting there, and then Bob started, like, there was another guy there, and I think the guy who was supposed to show up was like a big pill head, and like his pop, my one cousin, was like, kept fucking with Ajax and being like, yo, I'll take his money, I'm gonna take his money anyway. He's like, he was saying something like making fun of the dude for being an oxy head and being like, yo, dude, I sold that guy perks, that's why he's not here. Like, just like fucking with Ajax. And he kept making fun of him. He's like, yo, dude, why isn't this guy showing up? He's a fucking junkie. Like, and Jax ended up getting so fucking mad. He was like, Bob, go home. So he fired his brother.
Wow.
Fired Bob. Fucking Bob. I swear I've told this before.
No.
Bob drove home, and then halfway called Jax. He was just making this up. He was like, yo, Ajax, I fucking flipped over in a snowbank. My car's flipped. I need help. Ajax, like, I remember why he told us, like, dude, watch this. Ajax pauses and goes, well, that's your situation. You got to deal with it. We got to shuffle. Dude, the Van Helsing contract is all. It was like There Will Be Blood.
It was online, dude.
It was There Will Be Blood, dude.
It was an ocean of oil under his feet. And Ajax is the only one who could get it.
Dude,
we it is like There Will Be Blood. You're like, is Bob okay? He's like, no, he is not.
Bob is deaf. Dude, fucking, I've never phoned it in. So we would just walk around, just like go down. Like, we would, like, you know, be at the shopping center. And then I would like, I'll do the back steps. And I would just like lean on the shovel and just sit there and bullshit. He'd come around, like, what are we doing? Come on, we got Van Helsing's. Like, this, meanwhile, it's like Dr. Claw figured, like, Jax, where are we at on the fucking, on the bootlegger situation, or like the bar, or whatever it's called. Dude, fucking Christ, that was so funny. It was like 2 days straight of fucking Ajax just slave driving us, dude.
No one doing anything.
No one doing shit. And there was like a couple random, like other dudes, like pill heads working there. Dude, it was just so funny, man. It was so much. It was like me and all my brothers and cousins in a shopping center with shovels just fucking laughing the whole time. And Ajax would come scoop us up in Van Helsing's van. It was so funny. So fucking funny.
Dude, scooping up dudes in a van to work. It's fucking hilarious.
Dude, it was so fucking
scooping fun. Up dudes.
Oh my God. Getting the van full of dudes and rolling is so fun.
We got a mission. It's snow outside of a bar.
Well, there's some like business tycoon who's like, yes, I control these contracts. Like, I need you to secure the forces. There's a bunch of guys who are like kind of stoned. It's like, all right, whatever. Nothing gets done. You're like, fuck, my business is failing. Some dude's just fucking big dick in the whole operation. Be like, yeah, I got my best guys on it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That was the funnest fucking thing.
Yeah. Throwing snowballs at cars. That's fun. It's a fun dude. Snow operation.
We used to build a snowman in the middle of the street. Cars would stop. We'd have a snowman with a big dick on it. The cars would stop, and then you just pop out of the woods and be like, boom, 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 boom. I remember an oil truck just fucking ran the snowman over, and we were like, what? It was fucking awesome.
Fuck, that would have been... Snowballs of cars is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Just ever, the release, because it's at night, so you throw it, you can't see it, you just hear a thud, and it's like, fuck, run.
We used to do daylight. We used to have like these tree covers, and you sit there, and it's like, boom, and just run into the woods. Did you ever be on the other end of that?
No.
Dude, I was on the other end of that.
Yes, we've talked about this.
We talked about this.
Yes.
My old coworker.
This is an Old Testament, though.
My old coworker got out of the truck and beat the fuck out of a kid. I just sat there and was like, whoa, this is fucked.
How
old was
the kid?
He like didn't like beat his ass. The kid was old enough. He was like 15 or so. My coworker got out, chased him down.
Catch a whooping.
It wasn't even like, it was like a slight whooping, but like a heavy whitewash. Where he dug his face in the snow hard, and the kid started crying. And then he's like, get the fuck out of here. Don't throw fuck. It's like someone had cracked his windshield before. Yeah, it's old. This is.
Yes. No, we've had the exact. Because now then I told, we had a snowball fight in our backyard. These little kids were building a fort. And then me and my friends ran out and fucked their fort up. That's while awesome. They're in it. But it was just a fun snowball fight. And then I just winged one and it hit this little kid. But I remember he was wearing glasses, and the way it stuck was in the glasses stayed on, and the snowball just popped him in the eye.
He gave him like a pirate patch.
Gave him full pirate patch. And he cried, and that ended it. And yeah. he went, and then I had to go apologize.
That sucks.
Yeah, they called my parents.
Yeah, having to apologize to kids.
Having
sucked.
To go back and apologize to like a 5-year-old.
Did your dad make you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my mom.
Okay.
Phil would have.
My dad was a big forced me to apologize. Mm. Like driving me to kids' houses.
Yeah, I did drive to a kid's house after I punched him at the bus stop.
Did you? Did you have to read a letter or just apologize?
No, I just had to apologize. Hands. Couldn't believe it.
That
couldn't believe
sucks,
it.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah.
How was the conversation on the way over there with Big Phil?
I was with my mom.
Your mom made you do that?
Yeah.
What was Big Phil's thoughts?
Phil's thoughts on me getting in fights was, did you win?
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's what's up.